Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I talk occasionally about whether or not there are ticket quotas. Do the police actually have quotas where they tell the officers, you must write so many tickets or you'll get in some kind of disciplinary trouble? And every now and then when I talk about that, people will comment and say, Steve, but ticket quotas are illegal where I am. They're against the law. So they cannot have ticket quotas because ticket quotas are illegal. They're against the law. So interestingly, Gayla and William both pointed out to me, there's a story recently in the Dallas Morning News. A Texas police officer publicly accuses her department of breaking the law with ticket quotas. So there might be a law on the books. The question is the law being violated or is it being followed? A 13-year veteran of Richardson's police department doesn't hold back, and the city promises to investigate. An officer named Kayla Walker of the Richardson Police Department spoke up last month before the city council, and she accused the police department of violating state law by enforcing a traffic ticket quota. Traffic ticket quotas are illegal in Texas. She charged that the department has done this for decades. She told the council she was speaking on behalf of current and former officers, and she later said when asked that was about 30 people that she was familiar with who thought that this was wrong. She said, the Richardson Police Department has been illegally using quotas to evaluate and discipline officers. Patrol officers are threatened with punishment for not writing enough tickets, arresting enough people, and making enough citizen contacts. She said the way it works is the command staff does this under the guise of monthly productivity reports to compare officers to one another. Under state law, it is illegal for police command staffs to use quotas to evaluate, promote, compensate, or discipline. But Walker says that is exactly what is happening in Richardson. This was also reported on another guy's blog without naming the officer. But now the officer stepped forward and identified herself. She's asked for an investigation to validate those claims. So much to her surprise, she learned that city leaders are going to investigate. At a follow-up council meeting, the city manager said, I want to assure you, referring to the mayor, the city council, the public, Officer Walker, and the Richardson Police Department, that the concerns raised regarding traffic enforcement practices and alleged violations of the state transportation code are serious matters. It compelled my office, in coordination with the city attorney and the police chief, to initiate a thorough review. This review will involve outside legal counsel and will be conducted in an orderly and expeditious way. And about half of you right now are going, Steve, they're going to coordinate this with the police chief? Depends on what your definition of coordinate is, I guess. Obviously, the guy's going to be involved one way or the other. It's a question of how much they let him influence it. The city manager said that he promised to share results with the public and added that he assures everyone this is getting our full attention. The mayor, city manager, and police chief declined to talk to the Dallas Morning News. City spokesperson Greg Sowell said, we do not respond to interview requests on active investigations. Time needs to be given for the outside investigators to do their work, and we ask for patience and understanding. The Richardson police spokesperson declined a request to pass a note to Officer Walker for an interview because he explained her allegations were made outside of the department. Oh, he said she's obviously not following the chain of command on this. Well, there's probably a reason for that. If your boss orders you to do something that you believe to be illegal, would you then go and report it to your boss? Hey, boss, you just asked me to do something illegal. I want you to do something about that. Who indeed will guard the guards? A quota-driven police department can promote a greater divide between the community and police and negatively impacts community relations, according to Andrea Headley, who is a professor at Georgetown University. She studies police departments across the nation and said this is one way to increase revenue, but it benefits a police department at the expense of officers internally as well as the community. A man who writes a blog locally that studies Texas law enforcement policies and procedures said, the idea of a quota goes against the notion that police react to crime. Instead, it causes them to manufacture offenses. They go out looking for it. It's one thing to have a quota for your telemarketer and say you have to make so many sales today, but applying that same type of quota to a police officer creates a situation where instead of interrupting someone at dinner time, the harm is that you've taken away their liberty or imposed criminal justice debt that then they'll have hanging over them and may turn into an arrest warrant later. So the harms are much greater. There are many situations where you might want to treat government like a business, but criminal justice is not one of them. And we've talked about this before, and a lot of people in my comments will repeat the mantra that, you know, traffic enforcement is just a revenue generator. They're not doing it to make the roads safer quite often. Sometimes it just seems they're just trying to raise money. And they raise a lot of money by writing a lot of tickets. And a lot of municipalities lean on the police department and say, we need more revenue. And this is all code for write more tickets. So the Richardson police officer told the council that she fears what is happening in the city is exactly that. But she says they don't call them quotas. They talk about averages and productivity. Productivity. Increase your productivity. Become more productive. We have staff sheets that are updated biweekly and on my night shift every week, she said. They're updated so the officers who have low activity at the beginning of the month can see the number of citations, arrests, and contacts that are needed. They're required to get above the top average before the end of the month. Some officers have actually been told specific numbers for arrests and citations to produce every month so they do not get in trouble. This is the definition of a quota. Other supervisors are smarter and use the average number to direct your expected monthly activity output. And you got to love it when they come up with all these euphemisms and labels for stuff instead of calling it a quota. The bottom lines are averages, but they're still numbers. She told the council that in early March, I was advised if I did not bring my numbers up above the sector average by April, I would suffer. I would suffer. When I asked what suffering meant, I was told I'd be placed on a corrective action plan. I would also be required to have meetings with command staff members. And finally, this would be detrimental to my evaluation, and I might not recover from it. Her punishment, she said, could be a change in her schedule, which in her case could limit time spent with her child. I literally face a choice of violating state law or limiting time with my child. No parent should ever have to make that choice. Other officers, she said, have been threatened with loss of part-time jobs, special assignments, and forced resignations. And she ended by saying, I strongly believe most of our frontline supervisors are being pressured to participate in this illegal quota system by command staff members above them. We understand the need for citations and arrests in our job. We're not contesting that. We are simply protesting the illegal quota practices that strip officers one of the most important things we have in our jobs, and that is discretion. Discretion. And we've talked about this before. Police officers at the side of the road often have discretion. I used to say they always have discretion, but realizing that with quotas, they might not. But the idea is that you're out driving along, and let's suppose you're going a couple miles an hour over the speed limit. A couple over, two over, three over. Nothing crazy. Three over, okay? Over a hill, you're not using cruise, three over. Cop gets you with a laser, okay? Real accurate. Three over. Pulls you over. Do you know why I pulled you over? Regardless of how you answer the question, he's got you for three over. Now, a police officer should, in my mind, be able to look at you, see your license, go run your record, evaluate the situation. What were the conditions like? Were you paying attention? Was there other traffic around you? Were you going the speed of traffic? Was there no one on the road? Was it nighttime? Was it daytime? Was it sleeting out? Okay? So the question is, three over in all those different situations might be different in how you view it. And so let's go from the best case scenario. It's a Sunday afternoon. You're out in the middle of nowhere. You're the only car on the road except for that one cop. You were paying attention to your surroundings. You just didn't catch the fact you're doing three over. Cop pulls you over. You're very polite. He runs your record. You've got no points on your license. You got nothing. You've never been pulled over before. You're friendly to the cop. Cop might go, you know something? Slow down and hand you your license back. Okay? On the other hand, it's sleeting out. The roads are like skating rinks. You're in a vehicle with bald tires. And as you go by, the cop realizes that you're actually like eating a Big Mac with one hand. You got an extra large Slurpee in the other. You're probably steering with your knee, but he's not quite sure. The car is doing this in its lane. You are doing only three over, but the conditions are horrible. There's cars all around you, and cop pulls you over. He walks up to the car, goes, you know why he pulled you over? And you start giving him a hard time. You're in a hurry. And by the way, he sees you still got the stuff in your hands. I threw that in for comedic purposes, though. Let's stick with the three over as being the primary reason for the stop. Cop goes, you're doing three over. You give him a hard time. You tell him to go do things to himself. He gets your license after you argue them for a while, and he goes back and he runs it. And you've got a record this long. It's amazing you still even have a license. Okay? How you've got a license, it's obvious that you spread your tickets out perfectly, but as of right now, you've got like 9 points on your license in a state where you lose it at 12. Okay? Now he's back to thinking to himself, should I write this guy a ticket or not? Well, early I told you about the guy who got pulled over on a sunny Sunday afternoon. That guy didn't get a ticket. You, on the icy roads, steering with your knee, doing 3 over, you probably deserve a ticket, and the cop should be allowed to write you a ticket for that. And so I'm not saying that he can't write you a ticket at this one, or he cannot write you a ticket at the other one. The point is that the police officer should have that discretion. And I've spoken to police officers, and every police officer I've spoken to agrees with that. I've never met one who says, oh, no, Steve, I don't want discretion. I want to be like a robot, just write tickets. And that's what quotas make them do. If it's the 30th of the month and it's not February, there's a good chance that if he's below his numbers, you're getting a ticket for 3 over, regardless of which guy you are. That's a problem. So what's also a problem is it turns out that quotas are illegal in some states, and some departments have them. They just don't call them quotas. So in response to the videos that I do on ticket quotas, and all the people who say, well, Steve, in my state, ticket quotas are illegal. I've had people say that to me. I'm like, well, it doesn't matter. They still do it. I mean, there's all kinds of things that are illegal that people still do. And you know, it might come as a total surprise to you, but there are some police officers out there who even break the law. I'm sorry I had to be the one to tell you that. We'll discuss Santa Claus next week. But right now, you need to understand that ticket quotas, despite their illegality in some places, are still being used, just with different names. So here's the deal. We don't know for a fact that's what's happening in Richardson, okay? But we do have a 13-year veteran of Richardson's police department who said this is what's happening. And I've spoken to a whole bunch of other officers who like this to be investigated. So they're going to investigate. So I will actually hold off on my judgment on what I think of this until I hear about the investigation being completed. But it's certainly an interesting allegation. And if none of it's true, then we have a very active imagination on a 13-year veteran of the Richardson Police Department. But I you know, We'll see. But these kinds of stories have come out before. So the mere fact that something is illegal does not mean it no longer exists. Okay? And again, I hate to be the one to tell you that, but that's true. So a Texas police officer publicly accused her department of breaking the law with ticket quotas from the Dallas Morning News. Gayla and William both said it to me. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. The harder I work, the luckier I get.